from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Stephen Cuevas, and this is the California Report. The state's budget picture is a lot rosier than it's been in years. That's the assessment of the Legislative Analyst's Office. It sees a plump budget surplus at the end of the fiscal year. But the bean counters in Sacramento aren't exactly popping champagne corks just yet, according to KQED's politics and government editor, Scott Schaefer.
Ledge analyst Mac Taylor says California tax revenue is running $3.6 billion ahead of plan. But Taylor gets paid to be nonpartisan and prudent. So while he calls the state's budget picture decidedly positive, he's urging legislators to remember what's happened in the past, wild gyrations between huge surpluses and painful deficits.
So if you want to avoid the type of ups and downs, especially on this down part, you are going to be inherently more cautious about making too many additional commitments in the coming fiscal year.
By law, most of the extra money will go into the state's rainy day fund. Democrats and Republicans seem to agree it would also be good to pay Medi-Cal providers more money and restore recent cuts to programs for the developmentally disabled. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
A San Francisco Superior Court judge has ruled against a woman trying to retain custody of 5 frozen embryos she created with her now ex-husband. The husband wants the embryos destroyed in accordance with an agreement the couple had should they get divorced. He worried that his ex would use the children to take financial advantage of him, but the ex-wife, Mimi Lee, argued the embryos could be her last chance to have children of her own. In her tentative landmark ruling, the judge said that the pre-existing agreement is binding and trumps Lee's desire to reproduce, adding that California law is clear that couples must decide in advance what to do with embryos in cases of separation. A nonprofit that helps homeless people get back on their feet recently bought a historic hotel right in the middle of downtown Fort Bragg up along the Mendocino Coast. It plans to transform the Old Coast Hotel into a transitional housing facility and clinic. But a lot of the locals, they want to resurrect the shuttered landmark as a tourist destination. The California Report's health reporter April Damboski checked in.
Kevin Scanlon walks out of the coffee shop in downtown Fort Bragg. One block to the left is the ocean and miles of coastal trails. To the right is a 4-block stretch of clothing boutiques and tchotchke shops.
We're a tourist town now. Logging's done. Fishing's done. So, you know, we've got to keep the integrity of downtown.
It's not just tourists who have taken a liking to Fort Bragg. So have the homeless.
And if you have a lot of transitional people coming, it just turns tourists off.
Scanlon stops outside the historic Old Coast Hotel. It's been vacant for years. Recently, a nonprofit moved in to provide mental health services and transitional housing for the homeless. Scanlon and more than 1,000 other locals signed a petition to boot them out.
We didn't say we're against it. We said we're against it here.
The hotel sits at the gateway to the downtown commercial district. Scanlon and other opponents say the building should go to a thriving business, like a hotel.
You could get bed tax.
Or a restaurant.
You get the food tax.
Just not a homeless services agency. Opponents feel so strongly about the hotel, they filed a lawsuit to block the sale. They lost. They threatened to recall the mayor for supporting the project, and that didn't work. Now they've put a measure on the June ballot that would ban all social services from downtown.
That's not being prejudiced, just being pragmatic.
But leaders of the homelessness agency, the Hospitality Center, say they face pushback at every location they considered. Anna Shaw is the executive director.
Part of it is simply that not in my backyard.
But the Old Coast Hotel location really hit a nerve.
I think some people have a feeling that it's kind of too good for the homeless and the mentally ill.
The building is 120 years old. It's considered an architectural gem.
These are pressed tin walls.
Shaw shows me the rooms upstairs.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, they're still like the hotel rooms.
There's layered window dressings.
An iron headboard.
A marble fireplace.
The wainscoting.
Shaw says when people have a nice central place like this to stay, they do better.
Lots of homeless people and people who are impaired with mental illness feel marginalized. So it's important that folk get to come to a place where the value that we place on them is expressed through the building.
It's inappropriate.
Anne-Marie Cesario says that's not the way to combat stigma.
That's like using people as guinea pigs in order to further some liberal's idea about consciousness raising.
Cesario is one of several mental health professionals opposed to the downtown location. She says it's not private enough, especially for people who suffer from paranoia.
They don't want to be seen when they go to the doctor. They don't want to be seen when they go to the therapist. And that building is on one of the busiest corners in town, and it's a four-way stop.
That's not how Debbie Gibney sees it.
I'm bipolar. I have post-traumatic stress syndrome from being an abused wife.
A few years ago, Gibney lost her job, then her home. She got help from the hospitality center at the Old Coast Hotel.
I'm proud to walk in here because of the beauty of the building and the reception that we get here and the way the staff accepts us and loves us unconditionally.
Gibney knows people will vote next June to ban services like these from downtown. Though it's unclear if the measure will apply to the Old Coast Hotel, Gibney hopes residents will put themselves in her shoes before they cast their ballots. For the California Report, I'm April Dembowski in Fort Bragg.
And that's the California Report for Thursday, November 19th, a production of KQED Public Radio. From the Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Stephen Cuevas. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. Barracuda Networks, innovators of network security and data protection solutions designed to thwart cyber threats and data loss for businesses of all sizes. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. More at irvine.org.